It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, folks, it's Mike the Ref here at the Alberta Avenue Hall with the Monster Pro Wrestling First Renegade Memorial Tag Team Tournament, hosted by Monster Pro Wrestling here, and I'm joined by the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
Oh, how's it going, guys? Always a pleasure.
We're just trying to get our senses about us, because we had a hell of an ending here.
Holy crap.
Folks, that level of violence that comes up every year in this tag team final, it got showed again tonight, but we had six huge matches leading into it, with the winners becoming the first ever Renegade Memorial Tag Team Champions. This tournament is being held in honor of former MPW Commissioner as well as Hall of Famer Nelson Mayer, also known as the Renegade. We could have a lot of stories about him here, and I think all the wrestlers served him well, and he would be proud of the performance they had tonight.
Oh, for sure. Wow. Like you said, we had seven great matches total tonight. All of them were great. We even had women get into it for a bit before the main event. I mean, it was a crazy night. The main event was insane, vicious, all over. My God, unbelievable.
A lot of crazy situations here, but speaking of crazy, let's get into our first match of the show. We had the, I would have to say, defending tournament champions, the Struggle.
Yeah.
But this concoction was Chris Parrish and Sean Martins with Maniac at ringside taking on the Weapons of Mass Seduction. Now, if you look at this on paper, both teams are former MPW Tag Team Champions. And I say former because the Struggle still were, they had possession of the belts, but they didn't legally take them, so they were held in lieu, and that's where these new Renegade titles came in. In the end, it looked like the Weapons were actually going to pull off the upset and get the victory, but Maniac managed to sneak in behind the referee's back and hit a package pile driver on one of the Weapons to allow the 1-2-3. Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Crazy match. But we knew that, like, the Struggle, they had the power, they had the weight advantage over the Weapons of Mass Seduction. And basically when it's three on three because the other one was there, but he didn't really do nothing for the Weapons. But you had to get the ref distracted, and Maniac got the win by cheating with the package pile driver, allowing the Struggle to advance in the tournament.
Yeah, and I would say well-earned victory, but let's face it, they cheated to win, as usual. So let's move on to our second match here. And a team that, maybe you can lighten me up on this idea here, what happened, but a team known as Massive Wood, Massive Damage and Lumberjack Larry. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, okay. So what happened is last month there was an outdoor show here for MPW, and what happened was Massive was taking on Sean Martins with Chris Parrish and Maniac at ringside, and they pretty much ended up being 3-on-1. But to even the odds up, Lumberjack Larry came out and pretty much ran off Maniac and Parrish to the back. So it kind of set up for them to be teaming up, because Larry saved Massive, and then at the main event. Okay, so the main event of last show was the Maniac taking on the Irishman, and you had Parrish and Martins out at ringside. But this time, Lumberjack Larry came down, was in the corner of Massive Damage, and Daniel Ryan was out too, and they chased back the Struggle. So basically that's how this formed up, and actually it was a damn good team up tonight. I was very impressed with how they worked.
Speaking of dynamic teams, and I'm trying to be facetious when I say that. Their opponents tonight were the sexy American superstars.
Wow.
Somebody needs to explain to me how they can only be 669 pounds. I believe Bradley Graham ate out three Burger Kings on the way to the venue here. I was trying to get some supper on the way to the show, and unfortunately they told me he stopped in, so they had to close three of the stores because he ate all the burgers. So God. I don't know how he can only be 669 pounds between the two of them.
I don't know.
But eventually, what ended up happening is a rather interesting incident where Rivers got the flag, the American flag, draped it over Lumberjack Larry, and was setting up for the Big Sexy Beast to give his 747 splash, which I think is more like a cargo freighter splash, but I digress at that point. But Massa comes in, hits a spear on Steve Rivers, lays him out. They put the flag on top of Rivers. Graham doesn't notice this, and Graham ends up doing the splash onto Steve Rivers.
Yeah.
Takes him out of it. Once again, Massive hits a spear on Graham, knocks him down, covers Rivers for the 1-2-3. After the match, Rivers got a little was a little upset, to say the least, and Graham was rather upset with himself. So, your thoughts on the match, Brian?
Overall, it was a great match. Most of the match was dominated by the American superstars. Till the very end, like you said, Massive hit the spear, covered Rivers up with the flag. Graham did the splash, didn't know it was on his partner. And, well, Massive Wood picked up the huge win and advance in the tournament. It was surprising, especially when you have Bradley Graham eating, closing three Burger Kings out. And I went to go to the world to the Royal Buffet, and apparently he ate all the food there too, so
he's probably going to go eat his troubles away after the matches now, but he's probably got a head start on us, so we might not be eating much tonight, folks.
Exactly.
But Massive just proved what kind of veteran he was to get the victory in this way.
Yeah.
Let's move on to our third quarterfinal here, and we got the Shark Club of Tyler James and Sydney Steele taking on Kato and a protege, Nasty Nate Nixon, I believe was the name.
Yep. With Psycho Sawyer in their corner.
Yeah, and she was I would say she's a bit of a factor in this match. Just trying to harness the exuberance of Nixon there.
Yeah.
As you can hear the Drunken Ronnie party leaving right now. Now, Kato was trying to explain to Nixon throughout this match that it isn't going to be as easy as he thinks, taking on the former MPW Tag Team Champions, the last former ones. I don't care what the struggle says. The last ones to legally have the titles were the Shark Club.
Exactly.
And every time Nixon came in, he wanted to handle this match on his own. Even the crowd was chanting, "Kato warned you."
Yeah.
Like, to me, that was a very telling point there.
Exactly.
In the end, one of the most beautiful finishers you will see right now, Shades of American Alpha with the super kick and the German suplex.
Yep.
End up getting the 1-2-3 by Steele on Nixon. And the Shark Club advanced to the semifinals. Your thoughts on the match, Brian?
Great match. But like you said, Kato started off out the match. He was doing pretty good. And then Nate tagged in, and pretty much he stayed in the whole match. He would not tag out to Kato, which was the downfall. It cost him the match. But then in the end, though, well, he actually paid the price because Kato told him to hold on the ropes, and well, he got one hell of a good cane shot to the back. My God.
This is Shades of Serotonin in TNA, where if you lost, you ended up having to drape your hands across the ropes, and I gotta admit, Psycho Soraya's got a pretty good swing with that kick.
Oh, my God.
That stick there. Wow.
I don't want to mess with her.
No, not at all. And then let's get to our fourth quarterfinal here. We had the Embassy of Dynamic Dean Richter, the MPW Provincial Champion, along with Crazy Core, taking on the made-up team here of the Irishman and the Orion. Two big, big boys there.
Yeah.
And this was a hell of a matchup. You always got to remember you have KJ Cash at ringside, being a bit of a factor here in this match more than anything.
Yeah.
What ends up happening here, the Irishman was getting taken advantage of most of this match here by both by Richter and by Crazy Core. The Orion gets the hot tag into the ring. These guys are going back and forth, fighting tooth and nail here once they get the hot tag in. Then all of a sudden, KJ Cash gets in the ring with a chair. They're about ready to crack Irish.
Yeah.
That didn't work out too well.
Oh, no.
You got the Orion outside the ring here. Got distracted by Richter after this chair's taken away. But I will say this. Broke kick Orion onto KJ Cash. I'm surprised. I talked to KJ quickly after the matches here, and yes, she still has all her teeth. I'm very impressed.
Very, because it looked vicious.
But the distraction, as the Irishman turned around, Crazy Core hit the, I don't want to say the IRA out of nowhere, but he got the cutter in the 1-2-3, and the Embassy moved on to the semifinals of the tournament. Your thoughts on the match, Brian?
Yeah, it was a great match, but what kind of got me is the Orion hit the choke slam on I think it was Richter, and it was like somehow the ref saw Orion tagged the Irishman when he didn't, and then the Irishman got in, and out of nowhere, Kato or Crazy Core hit a vicious RKO to get the 1-2-3. The ending was
what had happened is both guys were cheering after the choke slam. They both raised their arms up. They both spun around and hit backhand hands. The referee interpreted this as a tag.
Yeah.
The Irishman came in, but the distraction, that IRA out of nowhere on the Irishman, and the 1-2-3 and the victory for the Embassy as they're moving on to the semis. And we had the intermission an hour in. That was, these are going quick here tonight, folks.
Yeah.
But let's move on to the semifinals now. First of all, you got Tag Struckle taking on Massive Wood in this one with the team of Sean Martins and Maniac taking on Massive and Lumberjack Larry. Now, Lumberjack Larry performed a lot better than I thought he would in this matchup here. I didn't honestly think that I didn't think Larry had the experience. I don't think he had the tenacity to keep up with the former tag champs there. But in the end, it's Chris Parrish who becomes the deciding factor in this match. They end up hitting the move that is affectionately known as Help on Lumberjack Larry, with Sean Martins providing the distraction. Yeah. And then the 1-2-3 for the Struggle, and they move on to the finals of the tag tournament. Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, I thought it was a great match. The Struggle, the like to say, 3-on-1, cheat to win. And in the end, they did cheat to win. They got the win, but very, very impressive with Massive Damage and Lumberjack Larry. What a hell of a great tag team for teaming up for the first time. Unbelievable. They had two great matches. In the end, though, like I said, Struggle got the win, but I loved the end because Massive hugged Larry. Didn't yell at him, didn't like give up, but it's, you know, it was like you gave it all you did, kid. You did great. We didn't win, but, you know, maybe next time.
Well, this distraction came out of nowhere, and Massa was down on the ring apron thanks to some interference by Chris Parrish earlier. Because of this, Massa didn't have time to recover to break up the count following help from Parrish and Maniac.
Yeah. So, well, basically, though, too, when you have one of them running over and preventing him from getting in, so...
So then from there, we got our second semifinal where we have the Embassy taking on the Shark Club. Now, this is one of those matchups I've been waiting to see for a while here.
Yeah.
Because Dean Richter, like we've said, he's the Edmonton Combat Sports Council Wrestler of the Year for 2016. You got Crazy Cora here, who's a former Ripper champion and very well could have been... a heavyweight champion more than once. And then you got the Shark Club, who their accolades speaking up for themselves.
Exactly.
Now this one was pretty back and forth until the Irishman came out and distracted Crazy Core at ringside. He didn't do anything. He just stood at ringside with his belt, just waved at him.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden in the ring, Sidney Steele hits Dean Richter with the fisherman suplex, perfectly executed, except one small problem. I think to all of us, Richter's shoulder was up.
Yeah.
The referee was in a bad position and ends up being a 1-2-3. Referee's decision is final. I'm going to have to seriously find referee Ben and find out what he was looking at there.
Exactly, like... Where we were sitting, we seen it clear as day. When the ref was counting three, Richter lifted up his shoulder, but the ref didn't see it. Counted a three. Ref has final say.
Well, conspicuous by her absence was KJ Cash in this matchup here, and that might have had something to do with this in this situation
well
here.
Could have, because she wasn't out there to direct her team, and well.
But you know what? Full credit to the Shark Club taking advantage of a situation and moving on to the finals.
All for hair and love and war. They took advantage of a distraction. Ended up getting a pinfall, advancing to the final, which is going to be a hell of a group.
Well, then going on from there, sir, we're just momentarily interrupted if you hear the little gaps and beeps here.
Yeah.
From there, we were about to go to our main event, the TLC match, but all of a sudden we're interrupted by Psycho Soraya.
Yeah.
And, Brian, I'm going to hand this off to you here in 1 second here, but she was in the ring claiming that she got jobbed on her title match at the last month's show, and... If you guys didn't hear, Sexy Sam is the new MPW Sirens champion. And Brian, is Soraya on the right on this, or is she off her rocker? Or, well, she's off her rocker, but anyway. But
well, it was a fatal four-way match between Angelica, Sexy Sam, KJ Cash, and Psycho Sawyer, Soraya Sawyer. It was so basically four fatal four-way. First pinfall to win. Doesn't matter if she was champion or not. She did not get pinned, though. KJ Cash got pinned, but the way rules are the rules, she lost her title because although she didn't get pinned, fatal four-way match, fatal four-way rules, first pinfall wins. So in a way, she does have a point. She did not get pinned, but she did lose, so...
All right, well, in that case, she is entitled to a rematch.
Exactly.
However, she did lose it fair and square. That's just the nature of the beast.
Exactly.
But anyway, coming out following that was Sexy Sam, and basically just accusing her of whining and crying and whatnot. And then from there, Angelica comes out, and this is where it gets good. Angelica comes in to congratulate Samantha on her victory. And then before she takes the title off her, she says, she got to do one thing. Makes a 90-degree turn. Spears the hell out of Soraya. Oh, my God. The
That was out of the shoe spear kind of thing.
Holy crap.
But massive damage. He's got to be proud with that kind of spear there.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. KG Cash comes out from the back. Everybody beating the living crap out of everybody else there. And nothing was settled by it. He had about 5 or 6 referees come out trying to break everything up. I'm glad that it got settled at that point, but...
Exactly.
We're going to have to talk to the head office here. I'm sure they're going to have some matches scheduled coming up here. So.
Yeah, because these four ladies don't like each other. I don't know what they're going to do because these four literally do not like each other. It's insane.
Well, right now I've heard that KJ and Angelica are tentatively scheduled for the King of the Mountain show for CWC coming up this Saturday. Ooh. But... I got a feeling that the war of words between these ladies is far from over.
Yeah.
But let's get to our main event.
Yes.
Now, if you guys remember last year's TLC show, TLC main event for the tag team titles, let's face it, that is the match where the Struggle essentially made their name.
Yes.
They were a team. They were slowly getting together. They were okay at that point. But now, after that match, the crowd really started to believe in Tag Struggle.
Yeah.
Whether that be positive, negative, they were real.
Yes.
And spectacular. They lived up to their moniker.
Exactly.
Now, this match here, I think, simply put, just solidified it that much more. These four laid it out all on the line here. Right now, from what I've heard, 3 of them are going to hospital to get checked out due to concussions and other injuries here. And it has to be thanks to the help of Sean Martins, because this was Chris Parrish and Maniac taking on Sydney Steele and Tyler James. Yes, folks, this is an ongoing feud for a while, but...
Yeah.
It has never been taken to this level.
No.
Now, there are a million spots in this match that you go, oh my goodness. The chair shots. It was like a gun going off in the building. They were that loud.
Oh my God.
You got the ladder spots. I think one of the most entertaining spots on the ladder was... when both Tyler James and Chris Parrish went up on separate ladders to go up and drop dual elbows on their respective opponents. And they were trash-talking each other on the top of the ladder. One thing that we all know, thanks to the Sounds of Struggle, Chris Parrish is not afraid to trash-talk.
No, he's not.
But then you got the tables, and this is where... I believe the oh my god, oh shit, oh my
crap.
Yeah, that's where these spots come in.
Yeah.
First of all, right off the bat, Sean Martins gets put through a table within 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Removed from ringside, thank goodness. The guys were showboating with the fact that there were 3-on-2. Sydney Steele ends up hitting a boot to the stomach of Sean Martins, sending him off the ring apron and through a table that... Thank you to Daniel Heap and the gang at ringside for antagonizing Martins to set up a table at the beginning of the match.
Exactly.
Thank you. It's your fault. second table.
Oh, God.
This one was at ringside by the entrance. Sydney Steele was placed on it thanks to a bunch of chair shots by Maniac. And he was completely laid out. They ended up setting up basically a scaffold truss with the ring post, 2 ladders, 1 vertical, 1 horizontal. Parrish dove off the horizontal ladder, frog splash style, onto Sydney Steele. And folks, normally you'll hear a crack. You heard a thud.
Yeah.
There was a little different and a little harsher, and that's why I'm pretty sure that both of these guys are on their way to a medical facility to get looked at right now.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, it was absolutely wicked there. Do you want to talk about that before we move on to the last one?
Yeah, that move was just insane, my God, to hear that thud and totally wiped both of those guys out for the rest of the match. My God. I'm surprised. I'll be surprised if either one of them will ever be the same again from that fall.
Oh, absolutely. I can't believe what happened there.
Yeah.
And then the reason I wanted to split those up from the last is the last one essentially decided the match here.
Wow.
Sean Martins came back out to check on Chris Parrish, who was laid out at ringside. After seeing that there wasn't much he could do to help Parrish, he grabbed a chair, and as both Maniac and Tyler James were fighting for position on top of a ladder to get to the Renegade Tag Team titles, Martins goes up and cracks Sidney Steele with three huge chair shots.
He cracked Tyler James.
Tyler James. Sorry, my apologies. I got these backwards here. Ugh. It's been a tough night, folks.
Yes.
Three huge chair shots.
Big time.
And then from there, powerbomb through the table.
My God. Tyler, TJ was completely knocked out. He was motionless there, which pretty much, struggled.
Essentially, folks, Tyler James's head bounced off the metal brace of the table. And anybody that knows, that doesn't give at all in that situation. So then from there, Martins goes underneath Maniac and helps him up to grab those tag team titles and become the first ever Renegade Memorial Tag Team Champions.
Yes.
Full marks to the struggle in this. Full marks to the Shark Club for this.
Yes.
It is a I don't know what other way to put this. It was a fantastic match by both teams.
Yeah.
And last year was an oh my goodness. This year was no different.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you know, I got to give credit to all eight teams in this tag team tournament. Every one of them put on a great show. I mean, I cannot discount any of them out. All of them were great. They all put up a great fight, but in the end, you could only have one winner. And, well, in the end, the struggle said what they're going to do. They won the tag titles, and they did what they said. So,
I'm going to say the only bad thing about the fact that the struggle won the tag belts is I'm not going to hear the end of this on their podcast.
Exactly.
Considering if they get checked out of the hospital in time to do a show, maybe my editing skills are going to have to go to an all-time high here with cutting a few things out.
Yeah.
But I think it's safe to say between both of us that our highlight of the night is going to be that TLC match.
Yes, for sure.
For sure. Now, surprise of the night, that's going to be something you're going to have to think about here, isn't it, Brian?
Oh, my God. There were so many different things to pick from. What do you pick? Because it was such a great card. I mean, I can't really think of a surprise because it was all really good tonight. Basically, the only surprise I really think that happened was the referee missed a goddamn call in the match, which was kind of screwed up. So basically, that's basically the only surprise I have is the ref missed seeing Dean Richter's shoulder up, which, you know.
Well, you focus on the referees. I got one for you.
All right.
For me, it's the performance of Massive Wood.
Yes.
And what they did in this match.
Yes.
Like, I did not expect anything to come out of this for these guys.
Oh, yes, for sure.
And it for me, getting to the second round and almost getting to the final,
yes,
when they eventually lost 3-on-2,
I will give you that, yes.
That to me was the surprise of the night for me.
Yes.
But overall, Brian, any other thoughts before we wrap this up?
Overall, fantastic time. Actually, I was really surprised with the turnout for the crowd tonight. Since being a long weekend with a lot of things going on, I had a really decent turnout tonight. And the crowd was on it from the beginning of the show to the end. It was just incredible.
Well, I know I had two little kids sitting next to me, and the parents were asking me to grab them so they don't jump the guardrail at some of these wrestlers here. So
yeah, I mean, it's great to see.
Yeah, and the other thing I enjoyed seeing was the Mayer family here.
Yes.
For the entire show. At the beginning of the show, Nelson's oldest son was in the ring to give a little thank you speech to everybody. And then following the show, they had the entire Mayer family take a picture with the tag titles and the Struggle, who are your first Renegade Memorial Tag Team Champions. Yes, I might as well get started because I know on this network we're going to hear those words a lot.
You're not going to hear the last of it for till who knows.
Well, here for a while.
Till next year at least.
But that's going to wrap up this show here. Coming up next on the network, of course, you got the Sounds of Struggle coming this week. You got Jobbing Out with the Danimal, Daniel Jobber. Our next Quick Call show is actually going to be coming up 2 days from now.
Yeah. And
on Monday, the Canadian Wrestling Elite is going to be in St. Albert with stars Mahabali Shira,
Silas Young,
Jordan Gresham,
Kelly Klein,
Jordan Grace. That's going to be a...
And the main attraction, the one I've been looking forward to, former NWA, WCW legend, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
Oh, my God.
I know you and I are going to be there. Hopefully Andre will be able to stop in and talk with us, too.
Yeah.
But it looks like we're about ready to get kicked out of here. There's actually room in the parking lot for us to get out now. So, The Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton, I want to thank you for joining me here.
Always a pleasure. Oh, one more thing. On August 26th, I believe it is, there's a special MPW show.
The last Saturday in August, they're having one downtown at the Italian...
95th Street and 108th Ave.
It's the Italian festival down there.
Yep.
It's the last Saturday. They're having matches 2, 3, 4, and 5. With the final being a gauntlet-style rumble match.
Yep.
They have it every year, and it always turns out to be a great show, so make sure you check it out. And the best part about it, it's free. Speaking of gauntlet rumble matches, later on this week, we are going to be at CWC King of the Mountain in Black Falls at the Abbey Master Builder Center, where they're going to have a gauntlet rumble match for their new Alberta Championship, so as well as a ladder match. Once again, Chris Parrish has to go up on a ladder in 7 days.
Oh,
I think if Jack Pryde gets his stuff together, he might actually have a chance to win this one here, because let's face it, Parrish is hurting right now.
Big time.
And if Jack Pryde can get his stuff together, get a little gumption and, put it all together, he might actually have a chance to win that match.
Exactly.
But enough trash talking here. Yep. So, the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton, I want to thank you for joining me.
Always a pleasure, and I can't wait to do this again.
This is Mike the Ref saying, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls, covering the Monster Pro Wrestling Renegade Memorial Tag Team Tournament from the Alberta Avenue Hall in Edmonton, here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out edmontonspn.podbean.com.